Longfellow has already technically thrown 25 pitches in this game, even though they came last night. In the ninth inning, he gave up two walks and a double. He allowed one run, but he left the winning run at third base. And he'll try to keep this ball game tied heading into the 11th. It'll be Mike Torres, Austin Gallagher, and Max White. Torres leads things off. Mike Torres, 1-for-3 in the game thus far. He entered play hitting .311 for the season. He's got a single and a walk in this game, and the first pitch to Torres is taken high for ball one. We have begun the bottom of the 10th here at 6.06 p.m.
How does that feel to say, Terry? A little different.
It is a little bit different, definitely. Rain falling very lightly here tonight. There's a strike called on Torres, 1-1, and it's just as I say that the rain is falling lightly, it starts to pour.
It looks like hail, Terry.
Yeah, there is some stuff coming down here aside from just water. Heavy precipitation at the moment. The skies look pretty clear. Torres swings and misses. The count is 1-2. It's just this one bad cloud above us right now, so hopefully this passes by within the next couple of minutes. And already it's slowing down.
This is ridiculous.
How about this weather we're having? 1-2. Torres rolls it off the end of the bat to the third baseman Hidalgo, who gloves and throws to first, and Torres is retired. Well, there goes my first crazy scenario that was possible for tonight. I spend all my time thinking about weird things like these anytime you have a strange setup for a game like this. But Torres entered play on a 13-game hitting streak. How weird would it have been to have gotten a hit right there, to go hitless in game two of the doubleheader and have his hitting streak snapped even though he got a hit today?
Words can't even put it right now.
Yeah, that to me was the weirdest possible scenario out of individual performances that we could see today. But that's been dispelled unless Torres comes to bat again. Austin Gallagher's 1-for-4 with a single in the game. Entered play hitting .345. He takes a ball low. If any Thunderbolt is to end this game with one swing of the bat, Gallagher would be your most likely candidate. 11 home runs to lead the team this year. He's tied for the team lead with 49 RBIs. Gallagher takes a strike over the inside corner. 1-1.
Well, the Bolts definitely are at a point right now in their lineup where one or two base runners could potentially be plenty.
Longfellow winds up, the right-hander's delivery. Gallagher lines it to left center field, a base hit. That one into the gap. Long way for Austin Pratt to go, and he can't cut it off. It rolls to the wall, and Gallagher chugs into second base with a one-out double. The winning run is just two bases away with Max White coming up.
Nice hit right there by Gallagher. They were talking right now. Come on, Max.
Trevor Longfellow threw 25 pitches in the game yesterday before rain knocked it out. He threw 46 pitches on Thursday night. This is a guy who has been worked very hard all season, and in particular over the last week. We certainly seemed like he was fatigued yesterday. I should say he seemed like he was fatigued. We thought that he wasn't throwing nearly at his full potential. And here he is back out there again today. Gallagher hits him hard. We'll see if White can do the same and end this game. Max White, 0-for-4 in the contest. He's hitting .287 entering play last night. First pitch to White is high for ball one. 3-3, we're tied. Coming into play today after the suspension yesterday, the Crushers had 9 hits. The Thunderbolts had 6. The Bolts now, of course, are up to 7 hits. One and zero on Max White. Longfellow sets and delivers. White takes a strike. It's 1-1.
We could see an early Gatorade cooler, Terry.
White can come up with the walk-off hit right here. We'll take a break and then have game two. We'll see. 1-1. Gallagher takes his lead from second. White takes low. 2 balls and a strike. If White can't get the job done, Cody Kiefer will bat next. Ryan Dietrich is currently in the hole. Not likely that he'll come up. It's possible, but it'll probably be either moving on to the 11th or Thunderbolt celebrating a win. Fouled off by White, 2-2.
So far in this game, Ryan Richardson's been used more, Brinkle and Longfellow. So there's only a few options down in that Crusher bullpen, unless they decide to go to a starter if this game goes for a long time.
Crushers did make a transaction today. They traded Hunter Atkins to the York Revolution of the Atlantic League, meaning they have to find somebody else to take Atkins' spot in the starting rotation. I'm not sure who it will be exactly. Perhaps Brad Duffy. He's the one guy on the roster who's got significant starting experience this season. But that might knock another arm potentially out of the possibility of using in relief. 2-2 to White. Line drive to center field. That's a base hit. Gallagher comes around third base. The throw comes in from Austin Pratt. Gallagher slides in. Safe. Thunderbolts win. It takes just three batters, and the Thunderbolts walk off to a 4-3 victory in the bottom of the 10th, and the fans who are just strolling in are probably a little bit confused by this, but the Thunderbolts are victorious. We've still got a 7-inning game two of the doubleheader coming up, but the Bolts win this one in 10. Austin Gallagher doubles, Max White singles, a close play at the plate, but Gallagher slides in just in front of the tag, and the Thunderbolts take game one of this doubleheader and game one of this series.